Thank you. Please let's have a seat. Thank you. It's lovely to be in your midst. I'm blessed to be here. I've discovered myself to another extent. After that last ministration, I got to know who I am a little better. I hope you did too. So I'm here to talk about handling stress, coping with stress. And if I'm going to ask, who is not stressed up here? Anybody that is not stressed up? Life is good, life is easy, life is rosy. Anybody? But I need help. So if you're not stressed, I need help to find out how I can cope better like you are coping. Anybody? Okay, so it's a common denominator. Everybody has one kind of stress or the other, whether physical, whether social, whether emotional. And what is stress, really? Stress has to do with a normal reaction, a normal bodily reaction to changes that occur. So if everything is going in the smooth direction, would there be stress? I mean, if everything is going smoothly, would there be any friction? There'll be no friction. Well, because life is not meant to be that way. Life is not just a bed of roses. So we have to come to that reality. And there's going to be stress. And there are going to be stressful factors. And again, is stress all bad? Is stress really a bad thing? I'm not going to be a radio. So I want a feedback. I want us to communicate, to connect. Okay? So is stress all bad? Exactly. Who says no? Who says no? Stress is not all bad. I mean, I'm talking about friction, talking about stress. So why do we say it's not all bad? What is good? What is good about stress? Can anybody please enlighten me? What is that good thing about stress? Why are some of us saying that it is not all bad? Anybody? Bold like a lion. Who is talking? Yes. Okay, so when you are stressed up in the workings of the day, you can sleep well. You can actually say, once I lie on the bed, I'm gone. I can actually have a refreshing sleep. Thank you. So it's not all bad, yes? Beautiful. So it keeps you on your toes. It makes you achieve better. You can imagine if there's no exam. How many students will read? Nobody is going to read. So at that particular time, you preparing for the exam is a stressful factor, right? But you know without that reading, there's no passing. So it keeps you on your toes and makes you achieve better. So everything about stress is not all so bad. It gets us better because when we compare ourselves to our counterparts, it is that stressful factor that my colleague has been able to achieve this. What have I been doing with myself? And that's why the earlier message really is a key into what we are going to talk about now. We're talking about life. Some people walk in life. Some people do their things in life, perform in life, and just perform. They just sweat. Some people sweat and perform for a purpose. So when you know your purpose, when you know your gift, when you understand who you are, it becomes less stressful. Because then you're able to toe your whole line. You're able to focus. For the fact that a colleague got out of high school, entered university, everything was smooth and easy, landed a beautiful job, does not mean that it is your own path. Your own path may be like this, but the end justifies the means. It's when you see yourself 10, 15 years later that you will know. When I was finishing secondary school and I did JAMB, JAMB then was JAMB. When you have JAMB results, you have JAMB results. Not like we have 360, people getting 340 now. Mm-mm-mm. The highest, if you are at A1 parallel, the highest you will have in those times was 260. You must be a genius. I mean, that was then. So I had 240 and I was feeling cool. Okay, I'm going to enter into medicine. Oh, yes. Come out of medicine. But when I entered into medical school, it was a different ball game. Because then I knew that I met with genius. I was a local champion. I met with international champions. So I had to rewire my brain and learn how to adapt. So that we're not going to have stress in life. It's a lie. Anybody telling you that there's nothing like stress? It's a lie. Life is stress. Stress is life. But life is already serious as it is. So you have to tell yourself, at times, know when you are going to reach your limit and say time out for yourself. There are times when you have to just say time out and learn how to give yourself a break. Why? Life is serious. So you've got to give yourself a break sometimes. So what's stress? Stress can be acute. If a snake appears suddenly here, everybody will scatter. We will have some strong girls that will say, eh, where are you coming from? And take chair and want to kill the snake. But most girls run away. Including the boys, they will run away. But some will say, okay, let's respond to this situation. So when we are responding to stress, a normal bodily reaction, God-given reaction, we call it a fight or flight response to a change in our environment, to a change in our circumstances. You either stay to fight it or you fly away. So having a snake appear in front of us now is an acute form of stress. You either stay or you fly away if you know you can't cope with it. All right? But there could be also chronic stresses. And that means that whatever it is causing that stress is not going away. It's just not being relieved. There's no relaxation to that plan. So it becomes a chronic stress. And that is what we really want to do about today. Usually most of us learn how to cope with acute stress. Except when we don't cope well with it, and it ends up being mismanaged, and it becomes a chronic thing. But most times, chronic stress is what happens over time. And when it is chronic, there's wear and tear. You know, life itself, because it is filled with stress, as we age, we see different things coming up. That's when you see your parents having hypertension, having diabetes, having arthritis, tomorrow bone pain, today I can't sleep, tomorrow there's something happening. It's wear and tear happening. And such happens to us too. So what are the symptoms or the signs that you will see if there's stress? Headache. Just like my brother over there said, you'll not be able to sleep. It's when your good stress will make you sleep. But a bad stress, what are the examples of those chronic stress itself? A bad marriage. Workplace where you are not just in good terms with your bosses. A bad lecturer, a bad course that you just so don't seem to understand. For some, mathematics is a stressor. I have one in my house like that. Mathematics is a stressor. So we have to look for means to help out. So what are the symptoms? Upset stomach. Some people have come down with ulcer. Some have increased BP, blood pressure, chest pain, depression, anxiety. Some come as far as having diabetes. You know, the hormones that govern fight or flight are bodily response to changes in our environment. The hormones, cortisol, noradrenaline, adrenaline, are things that actually shoot. They are supposed to protect us from things that could harm us. But of course, there is a repercussion also on the body if it continues for too long. And that's the reason why we have to be able to identify stressors in our lives and learn how to cope with it. Because as I said earlier, it is inevitable that there will be stress. It is part of life. So what are the other things that we could have? Not sleeping, palpitations, your heart doing lobdop, and you are feeling it. If I ask everyone of us to touch our heart now, we are not going to feel it. But when you begin to feel your heart doing boom, 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 then there's trouble. Because it means that you're not just coping with whatever it is around you at that particular time. All right? So sometimes people gain weight. We have weight loss and weakened immune system. Some people just keep falling sick for no reason. It's just because they are stressed up and actually need a timeout. So what are common stressors in the youth? We are all youth in the house and I need a feedback from you. What are the things that commonly stress us?
Money.
Money. Money seems to be the main thing. But you guys are still young. Some people are responsible for you. Why should money be a stressor? It should not be. Really? okay, I thought it is a generation that we would be troubled about money because I have responsibilities. So you too, you have money issues. Seriously? Aww. Okay, any other person? Yes. It's fear of failure. Fear of not being able to work with your colleagues and pari passu. You're fearing. It's a stressor. Beautiful, beautiful. Any other person? Yes. Sorry? Peer pressure. Okay, this is the way it is going. This is how it is going. If you are not flowing, if you are not among, you are not there. So they force you to either belong or you. So because you want to belong, everybody wants to belong. So it pushes you onto that. Good. Your family's parental pressures, always going over your back. Have you done this? Have you not done that? What did you do? What did you eat? Where did you go? Monitoring spirit of our parents, right? Any other example? Stressors, yes. Relationship, thank you. Thank you because you did not hide from that. Okay, so we are in courtship, you are dating, we are befriending, whatever it is you call it. And someone is having so much expectations from you and it's as if you cannot cope. Yes, those are stressors. What else? What else? My parents pushing me to read medicine. I don't want to read medicine, I want to read accountancy. What else? Siblings. Siblings, you just don't understand one another. What could be stressors again? Yes, we talked about our parents. Yes, our wishes and their desires for us that we can't just seem to understand. Yes? Being a Nigerian, yes, yes. Everybody, I was wondering where you are going to land with that. Everybody wants to check out. Yes, Nigerian is becoming a stressor. Any other thing in the house? Traffic jam. Please come over to Ibadan. You can go better. Come over to Ibadan if you are in Lagos. Yes, any other person? Any other? Okay, good one. We've talked about most of the stressors that we have. You know, no money. More as we age, more responsibility comes. I mean, I have a 13-year-old in my house now. That is as if, what is mommy doing to my life? As you age, responsibility will come upon you. So I tell him, you are Olomo one. You are responsible for your brothers. And to him, it's as if I'm too young to have this responsibility. But when will I put it on him? So as you grow, as you age, responsibility comes on you. And it's as if they are stressors because you want to achieve, you want to achieve much. And I like the way we talked about the harrow earlier. No, the harrow is not just something you cut from a wood and apply it and project it, is it? You file, you prune, you make it of the right weight so that they can do the very thing. And that is what stressors does to us. It's us having a right perspective of how we think about stressors. Are we thinking life is too hard? This is too hard. I cannot cope. You know, this is just too heavy for me. And you just want to run away from it. But the funny thing about life, if you're running away from it when you are young, what will you do? What will happen 10 years later? It's a comeback. So the best time to deal with things is now. Do not bother postponing it. Deal with it now. Okay? Worrying about the future. How is going to be my future like? Is Nigeria going to ever be okay for me? Can I survive in this land? You know, self-esteem. How do I see myself? How do people see me? Those are things that stresses us. Because if you are not sure of who you are and the grace you carry, of course, peer pressure will sweep you aside. It will sweep you along the whole line. So you want to be careful about that. And what would stress lead to? Hypertension. And you are seeing it in the very, very young. When I was growing up, you only see people that have, like in their 60s having hypertension. Now, in 30s and 40s, you have seen people having hypertension, diabetes, anxiety disorders, depression. we keep having people that, I mean, some people are going to have, because of their handshakes, they are going to what they are going to have some what would I call it, compulsive behaviors. So the compulsive behaviors, because of pressure, could lead to obesity. When you are hungry, when you are irritated, when you are not happy, you start eating chocolates. Of course, you are going to be obese. Or when you are, when peer pressure is making you that, oh, life, for you to be good, for you to belong, you have to be slim. So you begin to vomit every time that you hit. Bulimia. So that you can remain slim. You know, those are peer pressures that we actually do not need. What else could you lead to? Underproductivity. For the fact that you are stressed or you are working and sweating does not mean that it will make you productive. Because you just have to have your own focus. Who am I? Understand yourself. Who am I? What can I take? What can't I take? What can I control? What can't I control? Briefly, every one of us, briefly. Knowledge is power. Okay? We may not be able to control the occurrences. We can control our reactions to them. We can't control. Can we control the traffic? Can we control parental pressure? Even now, till now, me, I still have parental pressure. I have parents. So there's something that they will insist that must happen, and I'll tell them, no. There's one thing you have to learn to say is to say no with humility. You learn to say no sometimes, not to everything, everything that you say yes to. Okay? So you have to learn to be able to know what are my boundaries. And it just comes from you knowing yourself. Who am I? What can I take? What is going to depress me? What will not depress me? Briefly, let's take a sheet of paper and a biro. Briefly, I want us all to do some exercise. I want you to write, what causes the most stress in your life? What is that thing? What's that thing that is the worst stressor in your life? That stressor. Please write it down too. What is that thing that stresses you most in life? So in that particular thing, okay, let me give you examples so that you understand where I'm going with this. What stresses me most in life? Do you want to know? Do you want to know? Please do not judge me. Because you open your mouth and say, what is happening to this woman? Do not judge me. What stressful factor in my life? I don't like the kitchen. Kitchen. I don't like the kitchen. When I'm in the kitchen, I'm looking for one fast food, one something I can concoct together, conjure, if possible by magic, put it on the table, everybody eats and go and sleep. So for me, entering the kitchen is a stressor. I know how to cook because my mother will not allow me not to know how to cook. But when I was in the university, spaghetti, indomie, egg, coke. If I have stew, because I want to use it with indomie. That's how I spent my life. So when I got married, it became a major stressor. So it was, I did not like the kitchen. So the next question, you already have the stressors right written down. So what can I control in this situation? In that stressor that you have written down, what can you control in that situation? Let's think about it. I don't like the kitchen. I don't like to cook. So what can I do to control that situation? The way I found it out what to do was to look for fast foods. Then I look for fast foods, or I buy the ones I can buy. I make sure that I stock enough for the beginning of the month so that it will be easy to carry out. I think those ones I know that I can control for, not having to stay too long in the kitchen. So how do you control for that situation? What can you control in that situation? Okay? What can't you control? That's the next one. What can't you control in that situation? Of course, I can't say I won't give food, right? I'm not myself again. I have to give food to someone. In fact, to boys. So I can't control for that. I must to enter the kitchen. It's by force. Okay? So what can you control in that situation? Okay? So how will you cope? Or say, how would you eliminate? What do you need to do to eliminate that stress? It's a stressor. Okay? You've known one you can't, control, what you can control. So how do you eliminate the stress? Do you want to hear what I do? For me, I will call Olopo. Yeah, come and cook the food. Buy all the ingredients, cook it, store it in the freezer. For 1 month, there's no argument. Anything you want to eat, you have it available. That's how I was able to. Will I still not enter the kitchen? I will enter the kitchen now. I will shall warm the food. And if it is okay, swallow. What will happen? I'll prepare the swallow. Right? But at least there will be rice and soup, very plenty in the freezer. That's how I learned how to cope with it. That's how I could eliminate that stress. So feeding became, going to the kitchen became much more pleasant. All I have to do is just bring it out, warm it, everybody eat, everybody go and sleep. Right? And that's how we have to learn in life. In life, you have to learn to evolve. Those factors will come. But who am I? How much can I take? How much can I tolerate? If it's getting to the point of you're having blood pressure, sleepless nights, ulcer, you can't just cope, you can't think, you can't, you are turning to depression, evolve. We have been made to evolve. We are made to change. We are not stereotyped people. It is not just like this. And the way someone else responds to another to one, maybe another person's response. I'm not the only female that does not like kitchen. So some other people know how they take it. I have someone that employed a cook. They weren't allowed her to employ a cook. So all she had to do was to give the order, okay, this is what you are doing, you cook it, I serve my husband, I serve my family. So how would you respond? How would you change? How would you eliminate that stress? That is what you should look for. Don't stay at the point of, it is stressful, I can't deal with it, so you want to give up. No. How do I evolve? You think you have a bad lecturer, a bad boss. How do I evolve? Study your boss. What does he want? Have one like that. And see, life, you do not know what life brings you in the next few years. A few years back, when I was going to leave that my place of work then, I didn't like him. I felt he was arrogant, sassy, rude, bossy, too proud, all kinds of names. But he's an ogre. And then I had to pass an exam. And my life was in his hands, in a way. So, I mean, I had to just learn how to evolve. So I studied him. What does he want? Pepesu, pepesu, pepesu. Ogre, how are you today? How are you doing? Have you eaten? Have you not eaten? How is family? That's what he wants. And I gave it to him. And imagine what happened a few months back. He helped me get another job. So when you evolve, when you train yourself, teach yourself how to eliminate the stress, and not just to respond to the stress with unforgiveness, bitterness, malice, you are better for it. And you have relationships that you can keep over years. And that's why you have to learn, evolve, manage it. And one thing that I want us to know today about we young people, and we should take note, please. Reverend Owolabi was saying that these days, this generation imagines life. The other generations, we do what? We explore life. So to this young generation, when life happens, they are here prepared to be able to handle it. And that is the reason why things like depression and suicide is on the very rise. Now, if I choose, if I have 10 people in a room for 4 days, in the same room, they're eating, bathing, the same room, nobody going out. And after 4 days, I come to ask them questions about themselves, who they are, what they do, ask some history, ask from one another what they know about each other. I will have minimal responses. Why? Everybody's on the phone. Our connection now is not face-to-face. It's through phones. We are always on the phone. So there's so much disconnect. So at the end of the whole day, friend does not know friend. Because when we are sitting, even beside one another, we are on the phone chatting. So we don't know one another. You cannot connect. You can't respond to one another. And that is why when depression and suicide happens, you are wondering, where did this one come from? But if you had paid attention to one another, if you had watched out for one another, it wouldn't have been. And that's one of the things that stress brings, depression, suicide. And it's on the high rise. And unfortunately, do you want to know what? It's even among the elite. It happens among the poor, but it's worse amongst the elite. People that you think, what else do they want in life? They were born with a silver spoon in their mouth. They have it right. They have it good. And yet they commit suicide. Yet they have depression. Why? There is a disconnect because of technology, because of phone. We don't seem to know one another again. And it's not just amongst young people. It's a rage. I'm in homes presently. Because even when the husband comes home, it's TV or phone. When the mother comes home, it's TV or phone. Children come in, they go to their room and it's on TV or phone. Everybody just not knowing what is happening around them. So why won't depression and suicide be on the rise? And so I want to read out some things. You may actually have seen some people. I don't know that they may have spoken like that. Let's watch out for one another. If we don't care for ourselves, who will? You want the world to care for us? The world also wants to ask us, where is your God? So they are watching us and seeing how we are coping. And we have to tell them that we are better off. Because we have a God that's got our back. So what are those things you want to watch out for? In your friend, someone very close to you. When you begin to hear things like, life ain't worth living. I'm tired of life. I'm tired, I'm weary. I think it will do me good to go. I prefer dying than living. When you begin to hear, I won't be around soon to deal with such things. Not as if they are traveling out too. Because you know that they are not traveling out. I'm just telling you that they want to commit suicide. Okay? I won't be in your way much longer. I think I've stressed you enough. I've troubled you enough. I won't be in your way much longer. Those are things that you want to listen to in your friends. Or even if you are thinking like that, you want to be able to consider yourself. I just can't deal with everything. Life's too hard. Nobody understands me. Nobody cares. There's nothing I can do that can make it better. I feel like there's no way out. When such thoughts come, when you hear people saying that, please watch out. Please ask them, what is the problem? We usually want to ignore. We usually want to run away from it. We usually don't want to go so deep. But please, let us ask questions. When you begin to hear a friend saying things like that, Orekilo Shele, what is the problem? And see, if you open up to someone and someone carries the gist around, please don't feel bad. It's the person that you trusted that is immature. So just move on. Don't be bitter about it. Mm-mm. Don't be. You trusted her and she betrayed you. Move on. There's someone else out there to trust. But don't ever, ever, ever keep it on. Have time to vent. I vent. I can vent, eh? When I start, everybody will disappear. But it's good to let it out once in a while. You can't keep everything bottled inside. Because when you keep it bottled inside, it becomes depression and suicidal thoughts. Some people are like, You can see them having change in patterns. You can see signs. People not sleeping well, not eating well, withdrawing. And you are wondering, what is wrong with this girl? I mean, I've seen people that they will feel like as if, what is with her? She's not of my class, so why is she feeling classy? Why is she separating herself? Nalayo, it's because she gets trouble. So instead of leaving them aside, please draw them near. And let them be able to confide in you. They may push you away, but usually, it's usually a call for help. Okay? So, how do we cope? We should learn to evolve, like I've said before. Evolve. Just evolve. Okay, it's stressful. Yes, so, okay, what do I have to do? How can I get out of this situation? I can't get out of it. I can't control it. It's happening. So, I just cool myself. Just calm myself down. Toby, there's nothing you can do about this. So, calm down. Take it easy. Have things that you know are like calmers for you. For me, it is film. A stressful day. And it's as if nothing is working out that day. I just look for one nice film and I watch. As I'm watching the film, I'm sleeping. At least it induced sleep. Tomorrow will come and we can face it. Another thing that has a calming effect for me is novels. I'll just take one novel, and I can read that novel for the next 1 week or 2 weeks. But at least I hide my head in there. Oh, I cannot come and die. Life wants to trouble, but you tell it to life, oh, I'm bigger than you. You are just there. I have more to live for. And in case you are thinking that this thing happens to just you alone, let me share a story with you, a very personal story. Some time ago, it was like life wasn't good. I was tired. I had to travel almost every day to go to work. When I come back from work, there will be homework to do. There'll be food to cook. By the time I'm ready to sleep, it's like I say, "Huh, this day has gone again. What have I achieved?" And I'm in a high-pressure area. I have to write papers. If I don't write papers, I'm not going to get promoted. And it was like, this is 2 years into me having this work. And I'm not yet eating a paper. The only one I have is a collabo. For how long will I continue? Then, ministry now came into it again. And it was as if, who sent me? Why did I not tell this man? Never, never, never to become a pastor. I should have discouraged him. This is not fair. One, I wasn't seeing him in the house. So there was nobody to talk to. And it was like as if, for how long will this continue? I'm all alone. It is just me, myself, and I. I can see the high. So a pity party started. And before I knew it, I was almost entering depression. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. And that is why every one of us need to walk with him. And it was like as if, Coco, Toby, what is wrong with you? And it was like, I'm not loved, I'm not cared for, I'm working too hard, I cannot rest, I have too much rest, hi. And the Holy Spirit said, what is wrong with you? Can't you look back and see how faithful I've been over your life? This is not you, Toby. What is wrong with you? And it was like as if it was a wake-up call for me. And I came to myself, just like the prodigal son came to himself. I came to myself and I realized, Toby, what is really, really, really wrong with you? This is not you. When did you become like this? And what was the secret behind it? What was the cause? What did I find out was the cause? By the time I did investigation, why? I was too busy to connect with God. So those time of relationship, of reading the word, of fellowshipping, of having a nice time with the Holy Spirit had gone down the drain. Why? I was busy too busy to remember God. And that's one of the key reasons. That's why we Christians must not lose focus of who we are in Christ. Losing focus means being stressed. Life is stressing you. But do you know how beautiful it is when you open the word and you begin to hear, I love you. I know you. Before you were made, I know you. Your life, who you are, is written in the palm of my hands. Your future is secure with me. And when you begin to read those scriptures, how would you feel? You feel good. You feel God's got my back. You feel loved. You feel wanted. You feel, yes, I have a purpose. And those are things that will alleviate the stress no matter what it is. Let's open our Bibles to Isaiah 30:15. Media, do we have the message translation? No, we don't. Anybody has message? Message, we see more. Translation, anybody? Isaiah 30:15. Anybody? Please come. We have a message translation. Please come. Quickly, quickly. And we have a video clip to show briefly too. Is it ready? You have? Yes. 30:15.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Apostle. God, the Master, the Holy of Israel, has this solemn counsel. Your salvation requires you to turn back to me and stop your silly efforts to save yourself. Your strength will come from settling down in complete dependence on me. Where does our salvation lie? Where does our strength lie? It's in complete dependence on God. It will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on who? God. That's the secret to our living a stressful life. Does that mean that the stress will not come? Of course, the stress will come. But when you know that someone's got your back, you have a father that is very, very, very possessive about you. Matter becomes small. Because you know that it is your you getting it. It's your you getting it right. That is also, his name is praised. So he's got your back. He's got you. Okay? So, it's a slide ready. Okay, can we play it? Okay. All right, okay. So we want to watch just a brief show. It's about helping one another cope with stress. How not to ignore depression, how not to ignore suicidal thoughts, how to connect with one another, key with one another. So that even when I need help, there's a song that says that, right? Someday, I'm going to need help too. So when you need help, I offer it. Because someday, I'm going to need help too. We all need one another to be able to make it and survive.
I have my ups and downs, just like anybody else.
Maybe more than anybody else.
I can be hard to figure out.
And I like my privacy.
I don't want you looking over my shoulder all the time.
But you know your kid better than anybody else. And if you think he's acting different than usual...
Acting really down? Crying all the time for no good reason?
Or getting really mad?
Not able to sleep? Or sleeping too much?
Shutting her friends out or giving her stuff away?
Acting reckless? Drinking, using drugs, staying out late?
Suddenly not doing stuff he used to love.
Or doing stuff that's just not like him.
It might be nothing to worry about. It might just be high school.
Or it might be something more. He might be depressed.
Not just feeling down, really depressed.
It might be that your kid is thinking about killing himself.
It happens more than you think, more than it should.
And people say I had no idea.
I thought it was just a phase he was going through.
I never thought she'd do it.
I wish he'd come to me.
I wish he'd said something.
I wish I'd said something.
When it's too late. So if you think your kid's acting different, if she seems like a different person, say something.
Say, what's wrong? How can I help?
And ask straight out. Are you thinking about killing yourself?
It doesn't hurt to ask. In fact, it helps.
When people are thinking about killing themselves, they want somebody to ask.
They want somebody to care.
Maybe you're afraid you'll make it worse if you ask. Like, you'll put the idea in their head.
Believe me, it doesn't work that way.
It doesn't hurt to ask. In fact, the best way to keep a teenager from killing herself is to ask, are you thinking about killing yourself?
And what if they say yes?
Or maybe.
Or sometimes.
Well, here's what you don't say.
That's crazy.
Don't be such a drama queen.
You're making too much of this.
That boy's not worth killing yourself over.
That's not going to solve anything.
You're just trying to get attention.
You're not going to kill yourself.
What you do say is,
I'm sorry you're feeling so bad.
How can I help?
We'll get through this together.
Let's keep you safe.
A lot of people think about killing themselves, adults and kids.
Most of them never try it, but some of them do. So if your kid says,
I'd be better off dead.
I can't live with this.
I'm gonna kill myself.
Take her seriously. Find someone she can talk to about it. Someone who knows how to help.
Sometimes kids want to kill themselves because something happened. A breakup, a failure.
But sometimes it goes deeper, and it's not going to go away by itself.
Get some help. Talk to your doctor.
Or a counselor at school.
Or your minister.
But don't just let it drop.
And make sure that your kid always has someone to turn to. Someone he trusts.
Make a list together, right then. 3, 4, 5 names.
Put a suicide hotline number on there, too.
Have him keep that list in his wallet, so he always knows where to turn.
Make sure your home is safe.
If you have pills she could use to hurt herself, lock them up.
If you have a gun, don't just lock it up. Get it out of the house. The bullets, too.
And one more thing.
All right, thank you. That's very close to the end, so I think we are okay with that. We get the gist about it. So we don't ignore. We don't think, person will snap out of it. We don't think it's just life, it's just a stage. We actually watch out for one another. We help one another. We ask questions. We ask, how can I help you? What can I do to make it better? We connect with one another. We just don't assume that because the person is withdrawing, the person is behaving classy, or the person is behaving, is just being emotional, or being a queen in drama. We ask. Okay? And there are some of us here that are going through tough times. And are thinking, is there going to be an end to this? Some people are being tipped into desperation. That's why some people, without having green cards, without having cards, without having passports, want to travel across the seas and the oceans and the deserts to get there. But what will you find at the end of the whole day? Never let stress tip you into depression. That's why there's so much drug abuse, alcohol, happening amidst us. Well, we've got a God that's got our back. If you have any consolation, if you have any hope, it's that God's got our back. He's got us. He's passionately possessive over us and over you. He's got your back. He's there for you. Hide in him. Cleave in him. You know something that I do when it weighs down on me? I sing it. I can cry. Any little thing. I just go into a corner and cry. It relieves me. It's not a public thing. Maybe think I'm taking my bath. If I'm taking bath at odd hours, I'm most likely crying. Because for me, I let it out. I lose it. So I don't keep it inside. Vent. Have friends. Have confidence. And you know that you can talk to. Have mentors. That's always helped me in life. I have disciples that I can talk anything. And I mean anything to. And I will ask them, is this how it is in your home? See myself, come and see how I got married. Sorry, no vexo. You do it to me so I can do it beautifully well. I have the mic today. Can you imagine a stressor? It was a big issue. Me, my own is I wash myself. How can he not wash his Sundays himself? Why would he dump his Sundays for me? That's how I carry myself. Sister, is this how it happens in the home? Is this how it is? How can he dump this? And they gave it to me. I said, sister, you are wrongly wrong. It is your responsibility. I cooled down fast. Well, you can imagine if I had not had that person to speak to, would have become, as little as it is, can have become something else in the house. So speak to one another. Speak out. Reach out to one another. See, there's good in this life. Oh. There's very, very, very plenty good in this life. And if you are not depressed, if you have the right perspective, you see it. There's beauty in this land. I don't envy people traveling out. I've had too much of everybody is to themselves. It's a very lonely place out there. The only thing good there is that there are opportunities. And when you work, you get money. Abi, that's it. But if I see the good in my land, I can also survive in this land. So see the good. Change your perspective. Change your thinking. Dig deep into God's word. Let him reach out to you. Let him speak with you. Let him tell you the kind of haru you are supposed to be. Let him tell you that where you are that you think is stressful, there's a target that he wants to use it for, or he wants to use you for. When you begin to have that deep relationship with God, life is beautiful. Thank you.